Welcome back to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 82 for Tuesday, June 30th, iOS 14 features for the iPhone. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference finished last week with a lot of new announcements. iOS 14 introduces new ways to customize the home screen, discover and use apps with app clips, and stay connected in messages. Apple previewed iOS 14, introducing what Apple called the biggest update ever to home screen pages with redesigned widgets and the app library. A new way to tap into the App Store with app clips and powerful updates to messages and much, much more. The new widgets present timely information at a glance and can be pinned in different sizes on any home screen page. Users can create a smart stack of widgets, which uses on-device intelligence to surface the right widget based on time, location, and activity. Home screen pages can display widgets that are customized for work, travel, sports, entertainment, and other areas of interest. At the end of the home screen pages is the app library, a new space that automatically organizes all of a user's app into one simple, easy-to-navigate view and intelligently surfaces apps that may be helpful in the moment. Users can choose how many home screen pages to display and easily hide pages for quicker access to the app library. The app library makes it easier for users to get to all of their apps with a simple, easy-to-navigate view at the end of the home screen pages. Incoming FaceTime and phone calls and S-Lady interactions take on an all-new compact design that enables users to stay in contact of what they are doing. With picture-in-picture support, iPhone users can now watch a video or take a FaceTime call while using another app. Craig Federighi, Apple's Senior Vice President of Software Engineering, said, "iOS 14 transforms the most iconic elements of the iPhone experience, starting with the biggest update we've ever made to the home screen. With beautifully redesigned widgets on the home screen, the app library that automatically organizes all of your apps, and app clips that are fast and easy to discover, iPhone becomes even more powerful and easier to use," Federighi finished. "I'm going to start with the major changes and then some of the refinements to existing software. The first is a new way to discover and use apps with app clips. An app clip is a small part of an app experience designed to be discovered the moment it is needed. App clips are associated with a particular product or business and load within seconds to complete a specific task, such as renting a scooter, purchasing a coffee, or filling a parking meter. They can be easily discovered and accessed by scanning a new Apple-designed app clip code or through NFC and QR codes or shared in messages or from Safari, all with the security and privacy expected from apps. Next is the powerful updates in conversations and messages. Messages is central to communicating with friends and family, and now it's easier to stay connected and quickly access important messages. Users can pin conversation in the top of their messages list, easily keep up with their lively group threads through mentions and inline replies, and further customize conversations by setting a group photo using an image or an emoji. New Memoji options in messages are even more inclusive and diverse with additional hairstyles, headwear, face coverings, and more. Let's move on to new ways to explore and new guides in Maps. Maps makes it easier than ever to navigate and explore with new cycling directions, electric vehicle routing, and curated guides. Cycling directions take into account elevation, how busy a street is, and whether there are stairs along the route. Electric vehicle routing adds charging stops along a planned route based on current vehicle charge and charger types. Guides provides a curated list of interesting places to visit in a city, created by a selection of trusted resources. Guides are a great way to discover hot new restaurants, find popular attractions, and explore new recommendations from respected brands, starting with Translate. We will now move on to the second part of the podcast with 10 additional iOS 14 features, starting with Translate. Built by Apple to be the best and easiest app for translating conversations, offering quick and natural translation of voice and text among 11 different languages. On-device mode allows users to experience the features of the app offline for private voice and text translation. Next up is the S-Lady, which expands its knowledge, helps find answers from across the internet, and can now send audio messages. Keyboard dictation runs on device when dictating messages, notes, email, and more. Number three up is the Home app. Home app makes smart home control even easier with new automation suggestions and expanded controls in Control Center for quicker access to accessories and scenes. Adaptive lighting for compatible HomeKit-enabled lights automatically adjust the color temperature throughout the day. And with on-device face recognition, compatible video doorbells and cameras can identify friends and family. The Home app and HomeKit are built to be private and secure, so all information about a user's home accessories is end-to-end encrypted. Moving on to AirPods. AirPods now gain the ability to seamlessly switch between Apple devices with automatic device switching. Spatial audio with dynamic head tracking brings a theater-like experience to AirPods Pro. By applying directional audio filters and subtly adjusting the frequency each ear receives, sound can be placed virtually anywhere in a space to provide an immersive listening experience. We are now halfway, and the next feature is digital car keys. Digital car keys gives users a secure way to use iPhone or Apple Watch to unlock and start their car. Digital car keys can be easily shared with messages or disabled through iCloud if a device is lost, and is available starting this year through NFC. Apple also unveiled the next generation of digital car keys based on ultra-wideband technology for spatial awareness delivered through the U1 chip, which will allow users to unlock future car models without removing their iPhone from their pocket or bag, and will become available next year. Next up is improvements to the Find My application. Find My will add support for finding third-party products and accessories with the new Find My Network Accessory Program. This will allow customers to use their Find My app to locate other important items in their lives, in addition to their Apple devices. User privacy remains central to the Find My network and end-to-end encryption built in. We are now at number 7 with Safari. Safari offers a privacy report so users can easily see which cross-site trackers have been blocked. Secure password monitoring to help users detect saved passwords that may have been involved in a data breach, and built-in translation for entire web pages. Let's now talk about the Health app. The Health app has all new experiences to manage sleep, better understand audio levels that may affect hearing health, and a new health checklist, a centralized place to manage health and safety features. Includes emergency SOS, medical ID, ECG, fall detection, and more. Health also adds support for new data types for mobility, health records, symptoms, and ECG. Next up is the Weather app and widget, which keeps users up to date on severe weather events, and a new next hour precipitation chart shows minute-by-minute precipitation when rain is in the forecast. Number 10 is accessibility features including headphone accommodations, which amplifies soft sounds and tunes audio to help music, movies, phone calls, and podcasts sound crisper and clearer. And sign language detection in group FaceTime, which makes the person signing more prominent in a video call. VoiceOver, the industry's leading screen reader for the blind community, now automatically recognizes what is displayed visually on screen, so more apps and web experiences are accessible to more people. I think this keynote went very fast. There was no transforming speaker to speaker, clapping, people walking. It was well rehearsed and an interesting approach. There's a lot more information for us to talk about. We will continue our information coming from WWDC next week. Until then, if Mac Minutes can help you with your tech, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. Mac Minutes is more than a podcast. I hope all of you and your loved ones are well, and look forward to talking more about WWDC next week. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and I'd like to wish our U.S. listeners a happy 4th of July holiday, and we will see you all next week on the Mac Minutes Podcast.